What would a man wear if he was working out around the barn? If it's made out of denim and it'd come up?
Overalls.
Okay. And if you went outside...
Now they wear those other things they like so much better.
What?
They wear those coveralls, they call them, you know. They don't wear overalls as much as they used to. They love those coveralls, even men that don't work out.
That's just the one piece?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and...
What? And bring me my coat.
Huh?
Bring me my coat.
Okay. So you say, so he ran inside and he...
Brought my coat.
And he say, here I have...
My coat.
I have what to your coat?
I have what?
I have...
Oh, he would say to me...
Uh-huh.
I brought your coat.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it... What, perfectly? Last year it...
Fit perfectly.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Bush.
Okay.
Oh, these questions are so funny. I just got a big buzz out of it when I went to bed the other night.
Why do you think they're funny?
Oh, they're just fascinating.
In
other words, part of it is, I know you're trying to figure the language,
uh-huh.
And a lot of the language is, just like I say, a lot of times we may not speak correctly, but we know better. When I write,
uh-huh.
More carefully than I speak the English language, and a lot of times I'm careless, mm-hmm. often careless, but it's just kind of funny to me.
You say,
and you're everything, you know.
You say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
shrunk up.
Okay, and every shirt I've washed recently has.
It's shrunk up.
Okay, and I hope this shirt doesn't.
Shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Oh, yes.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and
primp?
Would you say that about a man? Or does that sound funny?
Yeah, well, no, not necessarily, I don't believe. No, I don't know that I'd use the word primp for him. I don't know what I would say.
What would you call a man who's real vain and tries to dress real well?
You mean a dandy?
Uh-huh. What about a jelly?
Not necessarily. Dandy's kind of gone out. That's a little bit obsolete.
What about jelly beans? Did you ever hear that?
I may have heard some of the kids say it. I don't think I've ever heard. No, I don't believe I've ever heard it, actually. No.
Something you could carry coins in would be a coin.
A purse, hmm? A pocketbook.
Or a what?
Purse or a pocketbook.
Okay. And something a woman could wear around her neck, a lot of things strung up together, would be.
You mean a bead?
Uh-huh. You call that a what, a bead?
A string of beads.
And
string of pearls, string of diamonds.
Something you could wear around her wrist.
Well, we call it a necklace too. Mm-hmm. You know, string beads might be. We call it a necklace and a bracelet.
Uh huh. And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
Any other name for them?
Galluses.
Okay. And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella or parasol.
Is that the same?
Yes, ma'am. Same. That's the same.
And